Malchus. Tumor says, Shani Yacha by Tum, it's different. The Yamrach, one of the Pasuk says, Vitame Rosh Nizroi. That means, Misha Nizroi Tuluya Leiba Roshoi. That means all he has left to do is just take a haircut. His class is saying clearly, even on the 31st day, where he only has left to take a haircut, before he does that, if he touches a mace, he has this new Issa. So only by Tumah does he get Malchus. Mace, the Kashrut, as it says, Nazir Shekol Lo Yom, if he finishes 30 days, still, before he brought his Kabonis, Osa Legaleach, you're not allowed to take a haircut. Velishtar Siyayin, to drink water in the Tumah Mason. Vyim Gilach, if he did take a haircut, Rosh Hashas Siyayin, the Tumah Mason, Hareza Sefer Gesaboyim, it's to Yufta. So it's not like this man Yama says here. Here we see clearly, like we ask these kashes, we dash in the psukim by all three halachas. That the halacha is, even after you finish the 30 days, if you didn't finish it yet with your kabbonis, you still have the yisra not to drink wine, not to touch mesim, and not to take a haircut. And if you do it on the day you finish your nesiris, you'd still get Malchus. Alright, we'll stop here. Yehudim daf tes vavu meralef. The Mishnah says, "Hareini nozir l'keshiyah liven." If somebody says, "I want to become a nozir," when my wife gives birth and we have a son, vin nozir meyayim, and then he says, and he also wants to be a nozir separately for 100 days. So halacha is like this: that noled loy ben ad shivim. If his wife gave birth to a son within the first 70 days. In other words, what he did is, right away he started to count his 100 days for his second type of Nazirus. Now if his wife gave birth within the first 70 days of his counting, so lehifsid klum, he does not lose out anything. And Tosfos Shita, Tosfos explains this, Tosfos brought down before in last Mishnah, and if you give him a days, that Tosfos says that all he has at the end of 100 days, he's finished both Nazirus. He has to take one haircut, and he brings two karbonis for both of the Nazirus. In other words, by finishing 100 days, he finished his second Kabbalah to be a Nazir for 100 days. But since his wife gave birth before 70 days, so he still has 30 days after his wife gave birth, he still has 30 days to go, so those next 30 days are for both. Therefore, the Nazirus that he's supposed to be a Nazir when his wife gave birth, and since these 30 days are nivla, are like swallowed up, are part of his 100 days, so they go for both. So really at the end of 100 days now, he really finished two Nazirus. So at the end he has to take one haircut, and he has to bring two separate kabbonis for both of the Nazirus. For the Nazirus that he was makabel to be 100 days of the Nazir, and secondly for the Nazir that his wife gave birth. So as long as she gave birth before 70 days went by, so that in the next 30 days he counts for his son, it's part of the same days of the 100, that's the Chiddush, these next 30 days help for both Nazirus at the same time. That's called Lehifsed Klum, he doesn't lose out anything. What about Li'ach HaShivim? Let's say his wife gave birth after 70 days. In other words, he started to count first for his 100 days Nazirus, he counted 75 days. And then his wife gave birth on 75 days. So now the Mishnah says, Soiseh Shivim. It takes away 70. Why? She'ein tegalachas pochos mishloshim yoim. Because you can't have a haircut less than the worth of 30 days gross of hair. So Tosfos before Shita is, really Tosfos is not gerus the word Soiseh Shivim. It doesn't really take away all 70 days. In other words, our gerus in the Mishnah is, that if your wife gave birth on the 75th day, so what you have to do then is you have to stop counting your 100 and count now 30 days for your son's Nazirus. And Poshid Lashon HaMishnah is, then you have to start all the way over again a new 100 days for your 100 days Nazirus. But Tosfos says that's not pshat. Tosfos says you're not Gerus Soiseh Shivim. All it means to say is that you counted 75 days. Very good. Now you have to stop, count 30 days for your son. Now, the son's Nazirus, since it extends more than the 100th day, so it's not considered like one Nazirus, but rather we have to look like there are two separate Naziruses now. So therefore, from 75, the next 30 days, till 105 days, you are doing for your son. Now, after the 105th day, then you have to go on to continue what you are missing from your first 75 days of your own Nazirus. So you have to keep another 25 days. That's the way Tosfos learns Pshat. So Tosfos just means that since the two Naziruses, yours and your son's, don't go in the same days, don't fit in, are not nibbled, swallowed up in the same days, like your son's Nazirus is first going to finish after 105 days, so now we have to look as if you have two separate Nazirus. And you just have to finish off each one separately. So you don't lose out the first 75 days you counted. That you still have in your pocket. You still have 75 days. Just when your wife gave birth on, let's say, the 76th day, so you have to keep now 30 new days for your son's Nazirus. And then after that, you can take, after that, well, it depends. If you have less than 30 days, you don't take a haircut then. But you wait to continue on the amount of days that you're still missing to finish up your 100. Like if you did 75 days already, so you have to do another 25 days, and then you take one haircut, and then you bring two kabbonis. So that's what the Mishnah says. So really the Chiddush of the Mishnah is the first part of the Mishnah, that in the case where your wife gave birth less than 70 days, so now after 100 days, you finish up both Nazirus. That's the Chiddush. Even though you makabel two of them, but since both of them finish in the same amount of time, your yaitzah two in one. Omar Rav, Rav says the Chiddush now. Omar Rav, Yom Shivim, Oyla Lakan Ulakan. If your wife gave birth on the 70th day itself, on the Shivim, it's Oyla Lakan Ulakan. That means if she gave birth, let's say in the afternoon. So we say the morning is considered the 70th day for your Nazirus. Because you counted 70 days for yourself. That was the case here. You said you wanted to be a Nazir for 100 days. So 70 in the morning is considered like you have a complete 70 days for yourself. But as Chiddush is that since your wife gave birth in the afternoon, the next part of the day is considered the first day for your son's Nazirus. So really, if your wife gave birth on the 70th, so we say now your son for Nazirus or your son, 70 is called number one, the first day. So the Chiddush over here is, when do you finish counting the Nazirus for your son? You have to have 30 days. Now 30 days end on the 99th day. If number 70 is called number 1 for your son, so when does number 30 end? 30 ends at 99. So it comes out, usually the halacha is, after you keep 30 days, the 31st day, you're allowed to take a haircut. So it doesn't come out over here that you gain on the deal, that you're allowed to take haircut now on the 100th day. If it wouldn't have been for your son here, just that you keep 100 days for Nazirus. So halacha is, you have to keep 100 days worth of Nazirus, and then you could finally take haircut on 101, the 100th first day. Because after you finish your Nazirus, the next day you take your haircut. Here the Chiddush is that since your wife gave birth on the 70th day, in the middle of the day, so that 70 is considered like the first day for your son. So now when you finish your son's Nazirus, 30 days, which is 99, the next day you could take a haircut already for your son. So we go to Kula now, that since on the 100th day, you're allowed to take a haircut because of your son's Nazirus, you're also allowed to take a haircut for your own Nazirus also. In other words, we say, Miksas Hayam Kakulay. The Tosfos speaks out, how could that be? If you tell me now that for your Nazirus 100, you have to have a complete 100th day, so how could you take a haircut on the 100th day because of your son, but you didn't finish your Nazirus? The Tosfos says that really we hold Miksas Hayam Kakulay. So when it comes really at the morning in the 100th day, really you finished your Nazirus. Midiraisa that day itself on Yom Kuf, you would be allowed to take a haircut. Just Midirabonim though, you're supposed to wait till the next day. It's only Midirabonim, you have to wait till the next day. So over here, since you're finishing your son's Nazirus on 99, so when it comes number 100, it's like the day after your son, that you're allowed to take a haircut for your son's Nazirus, so we go Lakula with you, and we tell you, you can take a haircut now, even for your own Nazirus also. We look as if now, by the 100th day, you finish your Nazirus, because we say, Miksasiyam Kakulai, and you can take a haircut even in the middle of the day. Even though usually we tell you to wait till the next day, that's only Midirabonin. But over here, since you have a right to take because of your son's Nazirus, we let you take also for your own Nazirus also. That's Rav's Chiddush. That you say, Miksas Hayam Kukulay. So So more is the kash on this. Tanan, it says now Mishnah, noilad loy ad shivim. If it's born up until the 70th day, loy hifsiklum, he didn't lose out anything. Like we said, if you started the count of 100 days for yourself, and your wife gave birth before 70 days went by, that you'll finish your son's nazirus before or during your hundreds, so loy hifsiklum, at the end of 100, you finish both. Now if you want to tell me, that Rav has a tremendous kula here, that on the 70th day itself, it helps for both ways. The beginning of the morning is for yours, and the afternoon is for your sons. If so, is Gurei Miskar. You gain on the deal, like we just said. If it was for your Naziris alone, even when you finished 100 days, you have to wait to 101 to take a haircut. But now, since your son started on the 70th day, and he finishes on 99, so on 100 you can take a haircut for your son, you're allowed to take a haircut for yourself also. So according to Rav, you're gaining on the deal. So why doesn't the Mishnah say that? Like, why does the Mishnah say, Lashon of Achivim, it says, Lehifsid, you don't lose out. According to the Rav, the Mishnah should have said a bigger Chiddush. Not only you don't lose out, but sometimes you even gain on the deal. Gemara says, Elabedinhu delalistna yachivim. Really is true. Really, it shouldn't have said on the Mishnah this Chiddush that you don't lose out until 70. Or Mishum Diktani Seifa, but since the end of the Mishnah wants to tell us that Acha Shivim, if your wife gives birth to the son first after the 70th day, then Seisa Shivim. Then, like we said before, you don't include the 30 days of your son in your count, but you have to make two separate counts. You keep on counting your hundreds after you finish your son's, but there's an interval in between. There's 30 days for your son, and then you have to go on to continue to be mashlim your 100 days. But that's what the Sefer says. That if your wife gave birth after the 70th day, then it's Sefer, then it's not in one Naziris. So therefore, Katoni Reisha Shivim. That's why the Reisha also says it's Lashon of Shivim. But really, the Reisha Shivim, it doesn't mean to say you don't lose out, because sometimes not only don't you lose out, but you even gain on the deal. So if it could be our Mishnah so far, it's not a kasha to Rav. So Gemara says, Toshima, I bring you a proof, me Sefer. Let's look at the Sefer of our Mishnah itself. It says in the Mishnah again, the Sefer, Noilad Achashivim. Again, where the person said, I want to be a Nazir when my wife gives birth to a son. And then he says he wants to be a Nazir for 100 days. And he started to count his 100 days, and she gave birth after 70 days went by. That's the Sefer, that Noilad Acha Shivim. So the Mishnah says, Seisa Shivim, that it's, he has to stop counting his count, but now start a new count 30 days for his son, and then the way Tosfos learns, then he continues to whatever he missed out for his own. So now, the Mishnah says though, if after 70, then you can't look at them both at the same time. The question is, why not? According to Rav, even if your wife gave birth on the 71st day, if she gave birth on the 71st day in the afternoon, let's say, so 71, Rav says, is Oilu Lakan Lakan. So number 71 is the first day for the Naziris of your son. So since that's number 1 for your son, when does your son end? When does his 30 days end? On 100. On the day 100. So we should still have the same halacha, that the two Naziruses, both days, end the same time. So you should have 100 days, Ola Lakan Lakan, for both of them. Why does the Mishnah say if your wife gave birth after the 70 days, then your son's Naziris can never end in the 100 days? No, according to Rav, it could still end in the 100 day period. Because even number 71, we look at number 71 as if you're starting now today to count for your son's Naziris. If you're starting to count now for your son's Naziris, so that's called number 1 today. And when does 30 end? At number 100. So about you have number 100 ending, you're ending at number 100, so again it should be Olu Lakan Lakan, it's like Nivla. It's in one cheshbin. So why does our Sefer say that if your wife gives birth after 70 days, you have to have two different counts? According to Rav, which should still be the same count? So Gemara answers, no, I'll tell you, my achar. You know what our Mishnah means to say that if she gives birth after 70 days? It means achar achar. It means 2 days after. It means she gave birth on number 72. That's what it means. If she would have given birth on number 71, 71 is still the first count for the son. So out of 100, you end both of them, it would be one cheshbon 100 days. Mayacharacha means she gave birth on the 72nd day. She gave birth on the 72nd day. Now, if you count 30 days, it ends at number 101. So since that's the day after your Naziris, we don't look as if the two Naziruses go together, but then we have to count each one separately. So Gemara says, Aval acha ma mishmai, but what do you want to say if your wife gave birth really on the 71st day? What would be then? Hochinami de loisosar. You want to tell me, according to Rav, that she gave birth on the 71st day, again, also it would be included in your 100 days. It should be just one count of 100. Hehochi, if that's true, Ma'ir d'tani neila dat shivim lehivse klum. Why does the Reisha only say that if she gave birth up until the 70th day of your count, you don't lose out? No. Afilo acha shivim nami. Even after 70 days, you still don't lose out. You're telling me now, according to Rav, even if she gives birth on number 71, still they won't lose out. Because number 71, the 71st day, helps for his Naziris and helps for the son's Naziris. So 71 is called number 1 for the son, so the son ends on number 100. So if so, both Naziruses end the same day, that's the ratio that it helps. You don't have to count another 30 days. So the Chura, our Mishnah that says clearly, it only helps if she gave birth up until the 70th day, is mashma not like Rav. Elishmamina acha mamish. It's mashma Mishnah that the difference is, if she gave birth before 70 days, then they finish the same day. But if she gave birth after the 70th day, there's no way out. If she gives birth on the 71st day, what we say is number 71 in the morning. Since it started to be the beginning was used for the father's Naziris, so 71 is taken care of already. When can we start counting Naziris for the son? First the 72nd day. And if you start counting the 72nd day, so his Naziris ends at 101, which is longer than your 100th Naziris, so we can't look as if the two go together, therefore we have to look at two separate Naziris. Samara says, V'chein masnitsan Rav. That means to say that our Mishnah is not like Rav, Shemamina, Tanechanami. Our Mishnah, since the Mishnah says clearly, up until 70 or after 70 days, we do not hold like Rav. We don't hold that Niksas Yom Kukulai. We hold that if your wife gave birth on the 70th day, that would still be good. In other words, that we do hold. Ad Viyad Bechlau. If your wife gave birth on the 70th day, that would also be good. Because then number 71 is the first day for your son's Naziris. And that ends at number 100. So then yours and your son's end the same day. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. We don't need another count of 130 days. It's enough these 100 days for both Naziris. But our Mishnah is not like Rav that if your wife gave birth on number 71, so then you can't start counting your son's Naziris till tomorrow. Because today, the beginning of the day was done for you. You can't cut this day in half. So we're first going to start for your son's Naziris on number 72, which means his Naziris will end at 101. Since it's a day longer than your Naziris, you can't put the two together. Then we have to look as if we have two separate Naziruses here. So that's Pesach Shita, that you stop your count at number 71 you have done for yourself. Now count 30 days for your son, and then continue another 29 days for yourself. So the Kopon of the Mishnah is not like Rav. Now the Gemara is the Kasha, but for Rav, Kaman Amra, and the Chura, who does Rav go like? Where's the Tana that holds like Rav? For Rav, Kaman Amra, Lishmait, who does he say is a Loch according to? Elaim, if you want to tell me, Kaba Shoyal, I'll find you an Abba Shoyal Shit in Mayi Kotten that holds like this. The Tanan, we learned like this, the Gemara in Mayi Kotten. Sounds like this, HaKoyveres Mesei. One of you, the Kraven was Mace, Rachmanis, his father was Mace, his mother was Mace. And you buried them shloisha yomim kodim l'regel, 3 days before Sukkot, let's say. So halacha is botla imenu gzeira shiva. As long as they were buried 3 days before yomtiv, so then when yomtiv comes as mevatel shiva, don't have to sit shiva anymore. Halacha we don't hold like this. We hold habi was nikvar shrachas even 1 minute before yomtiv, then yomtiv mevatel the shiva. But according to Abba Shol, that has to be 3 days before yomtiv. What about shmeina yomim kodim l'regel? Let's say before Pesach. They buried him 8 days before Pesach. So then we say, that since 7 days went by, and then the number 8, which is the first day of Shleshim, went by before Yom Tov, so when it becomes Yom Tov now, Yom Tov is Mevatel, the Gezerah Shleshim. Therefore, it's allowed to take a haircut. Or Mutal Asapar Erev HaRegel. It's allowed to take a haircut Erev Pesach. V'yim Lo Sipar Erev HaRegel. Let's say, though, the person did not take a haircut for his own reason. He didn't take a haircut Erev HaRegel. In other words, he was not Mevatel like the Shleshim. Then the Locher is Osal Asapar Achor HaRegel. Then the Tanakam holds he can't take a haircut after Yom Tov either. He still has to count his 30 days. Or he has the right Erev Yom Tov to chop around and take a haircut then, and that will be mevatel the gzera shiva shloshim. But if he doesn't, then he still has to keep his 30 days. That's the